Well, greetings, my friends, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. The original euphoria which gripped this country when President Obama was elected is long gone. We got to understand, my friends, that Mr. Obama was elected pretty much in protest to the Bush administration. And nothing what I'm going to say today is in any way supposed to justify the absolute blunders of the Bush administration. But that doesn't mean that we can now look blindly on what is going on today. Because the Wall Street Journal just published an interesting article on March 13, pointing out that the American people have become more and more distrustful with the new administration. It says in this article that polling data show that Mr. Obama's approval rating is dropping and is below where George W. Bush was in the same period in 2001. Mr. Obama has lost virtually all of his Republican support and a good part of his independent support, and the trend is decidedly negative. Now, this was conducted prior to the most recent bonus scandal pertaining to AIG. The article goes on, there's also a clear sense in the polling that taxes will increase for all Americans because of the stimulus. Notwithstanding what the president has said about taxes going down for 95% of Americans, close to three quarters expect that government spending will grow under this administration. Recent Gallup data echo these concerns. That polling shows that there are deep-seated underlying economic concerns. 83% say they are worried that the steps Mr. Obama is taking to fix the economy may not work and the economy will get worse. 82% say they are worried about the amount of money being added to the deficit. 78% are worried about inflation growing, and 69% say they are worried about the increasing role of the government in the U.S. economy. The article of the Wall Street Journal goes on to say that support for the stimulus package is dropping from a narrow majority support to below that. There is no sense that the stimulus package itself will work quickly. And according to a recent Wall Street Journal NBC poll, close to 60% say it would make only a marginal difference in the next 2 to 4 years. And by 2 to 1%, voters reject House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's call for a second stimulus package. And on, the devastating numbers go. Now, it shows that the American trust in the present government is really going downhill. It says 56% of Americans oppose giving bankers any additional government money or any guarantees backed by the government. I dare to say that if the poll would be conducted today, it would be a lot less of support if you think of the unbelievable bonus scandal. And when you hear politicians talk about that they are outraged by this procedure, then it's either a testimony of total incompetency or outright hypocrisy, because they all knew. I don't care what party they belong to, they all knew that bonuses were coming. And if anyone is trying to tell you today they didn't know, that's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous. The Boston Globe reported on March 17 that, while it's no shocker that nearly 9 to 10 Americans rate the economy as somewhat or very poor, it is noteworthy that poll findings released today show that they are more pessimistic about the recovery. Only 10% of respondents believe the economy will bounce back within the next year, while 32% say it will take as long as 2 years. Even more worrisome, while only a minority of economists are talking about the possibility, 45% believe another Great Depression is somewhat or very likely within the next year. Of course, the economists don't talk about it. The economists deny the fact that we were in a recession for over a year, but the Great Depression is a real possibility. And I've talked about this almost 6 or 7 or 8 months ago by now, saying that it's probably going to come. And what we are seeing now is exactly that. But even more worrisome, perhaps, than the diminishing trust of the American people in the Obama administration is the fact what the Obama administration has already done, apart from the economic steps they have taken to kind of bring progress to the economy. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich wrote an article, which was published on March 15, where he talked about a frightening development. He said in the first months of his presidency, Obama reversed the established Mexico City policy that kept taxpayer money from being used by international organizations for abortions as a method of family planning, protecting millions of Americans from paying for a procedure that they find morally objectionable. Last week, the president unilaterally lifted embryonic stem cell research restrictions. In the president's recent healthcare summit, groups that support abortion were invited, but pro-life groups with a stake in healthcare were excluded. With the president's support, Congress recently approved $50 million in funding for the United Nations Population Fund, which is complicit in China's unspeakably cruel one-child enforcement policy, which employs forced abortion and sterilization. In February, the administration decided that it would no longer extend hiring protections to faith-based organizations, but would instead review on a case-by-case basis. What this means is that a church is now no longer protected from not hiring homosexuals if the church believes homosexuality is wrong. Do you see, my friends, how individual conscience, where the right of liberty and freedom and expression is a total, clearly stated right in the Constitution, is being taken away from us step by step? Now listen to this. In 2007, Obama promised a Planned Parenthood gathering on the 35th anniversary of Roe v. Wade that as president he would sign the Freedom of Choice Act. If enacted, that act would repeal all federal and state restrictions on abortion, including the ban on partial birth abortion. It would force all public hospitals and health programs offering maternity services to provide abortions. Moreover, provisions in state constitutions that protect speech and the free exercise of religion of those whose conscience is opposed to abortion could be invalidated. And then it goes on to say that doctors, let's say Catholic doctors who are opposed to abortion, would be forced to perform them or they would have to leave their jobs. That's frightening, my friends, and I don't believe that God is very pleased about this. Where true religion is being trampled underfoot, God is going to do something about it. And the Bible tells you that God will intervene soon to bring an end to the absolute abominable way in which our religious freedoms and liberties and our own personal conscience is being abrogated. I want you to understand, my friends, that this is dangerous, an extremely dangerous trend. And we had better pray to God that he will induce those in charge, those in power, to see the errors of their way and to repent and to reestablish conscience and liberty and life and real rights to the American citizens. Thank you very much for watching. This is Robert Link for the Standing Watch program.